It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What is up, fight fans? What is up, combat sports community? It is I, Isaac Ike Armbar Mitzvah Feldman, being joined by yours truly, MMA Twitter, X.com, fight fans, whatever what the hell we are now, Crazy Kev MMA at Real Kevin K. Kevin, my man, you got in my orbit, my algorithm. I follow you. You're transcending digital MMA content. You're living the dream. You're practicing martial arts on a daily, man. I don't know how many den stripes you are on your belt, but you're killing it. And your online presence is authentic, genuine. It comes across as a beautiful expression of your personality. My man, first and foremost, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. Can't complain. What an intro, man. I definitely appreciate it and respect it, man. It's been a grind. And to answer your question, I have four stripes on my belt, so I'd be fourth Don.
Not it. And folks, that's a black belt he's talking about.
I am. Yep, that is true. And fourth Don, in case you are not on the same page, is also considered a master instructor as well, too. So I also earned that master's title with that fourth Don as well, too.
Now, I would like to talk about your journey into martial arts, maybe some life stuff, maybe current events, current topics, what I've seen from you digitally. We'll keep this short, sweet, fun, moving. If it's not flowy, we could just hit the eject button. Hashtag no goose. It's just a movie, folks. It was just a movie. First and foremost, how did you begin this martial arts journey of yours?
So first of all, I started my martial arts journey when I was 5 years old, which started from basically a Tiger Schulman commercial on TV. I would see it all the time, man. And man, the song would just get in my head. I still have it down to this day. Every single time that thing would come on, man, that commercial, I would just like start jumping up and down, start like mimicking the guys on TV. I'd grab the notepad real quick in my room. And after I grabbed the notepad in the room, I'd like write down 1-800 the Tiger for my mom to call. But there was no Tiger Schulman's nearby, man. But I mean, Tiger Schulman's a fantastic franchise, maybe even like one of the best in the world. I mean, I've never been to one personally. It's always been a dream of mine to go to it because that's where my journeys began. But you know, from the dream at least. But yeah, that's kind of where it started when it comes to the sense of like trying to figure out martial arts in general. After I kind of figured out martial arts from there, I went to a place near my house where they were doing basically a demonstration. And when they were doing a demonstration, these like martial artists that were like 18 years old, they were freaking killing it, had like awesome fight scenes, just really, really great event. Then afterwards, they handed me a free class. It's like, hey, come by, free class. Did the free class, broke a board, freaking so much fun. And yeah, it's all it took. And 20 years later, I've been doing it 5 days a week my entire life ever since. I never miss a class unless I'm like really hurt on my deathbed. Like, I'll be at class, trust me. You know what I mean? So that's everything with martial arts, that's for sure.
So you are 26 years old, if my math is correct.
No, 24. I guess I'd be 19 years in the training. I just like to say 20 because October will technically be the 20th anniversary.
Well, let's get there. That's two decade is no freaking joke. And you aren't just a weekend warrior. You are grinding, man. What do you do to keep the body fresh? Because I believe you were saying that you're training, teaching on the mats, maybe 5-6 hours.
Yeah, man, 5-6 hours every day, man. It's from 4 o'clock. Once 4 o'clock hits, I'm teaching right away. I have 6 classes a day to teach, no breaks. It's literally 4 o'clock on till 9:30. Like, no bathroom breaks, no nothing, man. You're just on, and yeah, I'm teaching
3 to 5 or 3 to 4 year olds in the beginning. Then it is 5 to 7 after that. I teach 2 5 to 7 classes. Then I teach 2 8 to 12 year old classes, and then I teach an adult class to wrap up the day. And then we also have programs called something called Black Belt Training, where the students can stay for like 45 minutes when they're a higher rank. And then we go over like more advanced techniques with them to make sure they're going to be ready for their higher belt ranks and that kind of stuff.
How has the influx or the spreading of MMA, more specifically the UFC, how has that affected you directly in your training? In your teaching?
Well, I'll tell you right now, man, if you just look at Premier Martial Arts in general, that's where I'm teaching at the moment. I mean, we consider it mixed martial arts, what we teach. Obviously, it's not like UFC mixed martial arts. It's more of mixed martial arts of there's a mixed style we're teaching. So like the Taekwondo is in there, like I always mentioned, because I'm big in Taekwondo. That's where I started, obviously. So I'm obviously teaching that a lot. Then we also
I knew what I was doing when I threw up the hashtag MMA, hashtag UFC, hashtag Taekwondo. Yes, I had to Google the spelling just to be correct.
Yeah, I got you. And then, yeah, it's like a little bit of everything. There's like self-defense in there, mixed with like karate. So like it's a mix of different martial arts and kickboxing as well, too. So it's a mix of different styles. So then it kind of clashes all in one to keep the kids engaged. Think of Premier as like maybe a Taekwondo school without the fluff of like stretching and going through like the forms and all that stuff, just kind of fight, I guess, almost in a sense, if that makes more sense.
I would not be surprised if you, my friend, at Real Kevin K on X.com. And what's your Instagram?
Same as thing. Real Kevin K as well.
Lovely. Can't stand when fighters or people, they like completely different. They're like underscores or the double underscore. Stop. That should be illegal on Instagram. The double underscore is like, you want no followers? Okay, you're welcome. But what I wanted to say is that I would not be surprised if you came across could we call him an expert Taekwondo practitioner, Mr. Joe Rogan? Like, I would not be surprised if you guys cross paths and just start like just riffing on Taekwondo, because I don't feel he's really scratched that itch. I know there's that famous video where he's kicking the bag with George St. Pierre, but I don't think anybody, maybe if he had Raymond Daniels or Anthony Pettis on his podcast or Yair Rodriguez, I don't think he's really been able to like dive deep into the world of Taekwondo. Do you respect his training? Do you respect his legacy that he left on the Taekwondo world? What are your thoughts on Joe Rogan and specifically Joe Rogan's Taekwondo practitioning?
It's a really interesting question, actually. Joe Rogan, his spinning back kick, man, is fantastic. I mean, I'm sure everyone's seen that.
So it's elite. It's not just like, it's not just the hype is real.
I'll tell you what, man, if anything, I mean, the bag is freaking like he freaking nails that bag. I mean, it sounds legit. I mean, it looks legit. I mean, it's hard to tell because I've never seen it in person, but I mean, watching a video, I mean, it looks pretty textbook to me. I mean, I'd like to learn from Joe Rogan how he got that kind of power. I mean, actually, speaking of that, he does have a video out there, I believe, of him breaking down the spinning back kick to GSP. So if he's breaking that down to GSP, he obviously knows what he's doing. So you don't even really need my opinion at that point. If GSP wants to learn from GSP, he's miles above me, you know what I mean? So he's pretty legit, man. I wish Joe Rogan would have done maybe like a MMA fight, but I think he's kind of in the same boat as me. I think he kind of knows his levels, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I would be okay in an MMA fight if I'm fighting another striker, but you know, if I'm fighting a wrestler, man, I know my limits. If I throw my kick and they catch it and I'm on my back, just as good as any other human, I'm a white belt on the mats, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't do that great in MMA. If it comes to kickboxing or Muay Thai, I think I would stand a lot better. And I think that's Joe Rogan's in the same boat too. So I think that's why we never saw him in MMA. And that's probably why he never talks about it and kind of escapes that question. Cause I think he kind of knows that, you know, it's a great martial art. It's the best kicks out there. It's great for your movement, but you definitely need other styles out there to clash with it if you're going to be a great MMA fighter, unfortunately.
That's definitely what I learned very quickly. I'm very, very low level Taekwondo practitioner. I'm a YouTube black belt.
the other thing is too, man, I'll tell you this is I ask a lot of fighters, like, you know, like what's the best martial art to train? And all those guys just say everything. I mean, even if you're just a good wrestler, like, you know, a lot of these guys are champions and they're wrestlers, but just like, if you're just a good wrestler, you still need to be like a decent boxer. You still need to have some other martial art. You can't just be one dimensional. Like, you see guys like Cron Gracie and they're like freaking getting, they're going nowhere. You know what I mean? Cause they can't just, you know what I mean? Cause they're just stuck in that one martial art. They just gotta evolve and they just don't.
Wow. So. That shows me your combat IQ. The fact that you just dropped Cron Gracie, that dude. I had such freaking high hopes and I hope he rebounds. We might see him in another 3 years. That was hard to watch his fight against Charles Jourdain last May.
Been real quiet there and watch it live.
Oh, okay. So now I'm starting to figure it out. You were at the AC event, you were at the Newark event. Are you a Philly guy? Are you a Jersey guy?
I am a Philly guy. That's where it comes from.
All right. So shout outs to Jake Noker. Do you follow Jake?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Jake Noker is the man.
And I'm probably
Jake
screwing up his
Dylan
last name.
Dylan Rush, man, as well. Those guys are the homies. I'll tell you one thing, man. Those guys have helped me out from the very beginning, man. If anyone's getting MMA media, anything, man, just watch their interviews, man. They're awesome. I mean, like I said, I don't know those guys. I've never met them. I've only talked to them a couple times on Instagram, but, like, they sure as hell, man, have helped me out way more than they've needed to, and I always thought those guys was like top-notch media guys, so the fact they even, like, noticed me was, like pretty cool to me, but then the fact they were, like, give me advice and, like, they actually helped me. They actually got me on the CFFC 131 Zoom call. We did the press conference together. That's actually the one time we met, the one and only time we talked. And I talked to like Kevin Pease and Marquez Forrest and a couple of those guys. I've never done anything CFFC wise. It was more of just pros at the time. And talking to Kevin Pease, he got me so pumped up, man. I can't wait, man. I hope he makes it in the UFC because he's got such a fun personality. And it was like talking to him, it really opened my eyes to, like, you know, I watch a lot of these regional scene guys anyway. So just like, you know, enough with the UFC guys too. We want to make sure these regional guys are getting their push and all that good stuff too. So Kevin Pease, you know, I told him that personally, but also shout out to him too for, helping the CFFC world and all those different guys grow too.
What's more likely to happen first? You cornering a guy at a CFFC or a ROC or a CES, or you on the broadcast for a CFFC, ROC, CES?
Oh, man. All right. So you put me in a tough situation. But my buddy, he is getting ready, or he wants to get ready. He's trying to fight on the CFFC Muay Thai cards. He trains with Eddie Torres and Andre Petrosky. That's why I was sitting in the VIP with those guys. And they came to my martial arts school. They did a seminar with us. Fantastic martial artists and guys. Long story short, he's trying to get on the Muay Thai card. I don't want to leak too much about it because I don't know what mode I can say. But long story short, he's trying to get on the Muay Thai card. They're trying to find him an opponent. It's his debut. First ever fight. I'll definitely be there in the crowd. I don't know if he'll ever trust me to corner him. I mean, shit, if I could get Andre Petrosky and Eddie Torres in my corner over me, I'm doing the same thing. So we'll see about cornering, but when it comes to announcing, man, I mean, I think it'd be fun. I mean, I'd freaking love to meet CM Punk, or, you know, CM Punk, if you want to take a break, man, and I'm more than cool to, you know, take a little spot. John Morgan, you want to take a little break, do some push-ups, I'll take your spot, whatever. Whatever, man. But yeah, that's a tough question. I think announcing would be fun. Announcing is always a goal of mine. I'd always kind of play my video games by myself and kind of be like, you know, throwing the ball of like Madden and kind of talking to myself. So I think I could do a decent job with it. It's just a matter of what promotion wants me. Karate Combat, man. I know it's in Florida, but that's a goal of mine. You know what I mean? Just going there. It's freaking seeing the pit would be sweet.
Thank you for bringing up Karate Combat, Bass Rutens, George St. Pierre's, Leona Machida, Mac Malley, just everybody involved with the Karate Combat. I love what they're doing. It's and they put so much free content of high level martial arts on YouTube. Yeah. It's amazing. Like the way they do it is like, it's like Tron meets Samurai. It's like very Bushido, but yet Blade Runner esque. Like I love the vision that they have. It seems like it's coming together. Man, what are your thoughts about like a Muay Thai versus Karate versus Taekwondo? Are you open to it? Do you want to see more of the crossover? Like, what are your thoughts on the striking arts?
I think those mixes will be interesting. I was just interviewing a fighter that was, his name was Michael Billups, and he actually has on his Tapology a custom rules fight. And I was actually asking him that, and he said it was actually like the Demetrius Johnson stuff, where it was like one round was Muay Thai, the other round was like MMA or something along those lines. It might be a little bit different. But I think it'd be interesting to see, because I was just talking about this with Ben Davis in an interview. I'm worried that they're going to make Power Slap go on the prelims. So in my opinion, instead of having that, I wish that they would have, like you said, maybe like mixed arts or maybe like pure striking arts. Like, I know Dana White mentioned a while ago of having like boxing as a promotion, but then it just kind of disappeared. And now we're at slap boxing.
You might so buy like, Top Rank. You might buy.
Yeah, like I think Bellator used to have it. Like, I think Bellator used to have like a kickboxing division. I thought Raymond Daniels was the champ. You know what I mean? So like, why don't they have a... Like, wasn't one championship have, like, Muay Thai and stuff? Like, I definitely think they should have more mixed arts. I mean, why not? I mean, because there's a lot of guys, like, who knows? Maybe, like, Kevin Holland, for example. Fantastic striker, but he doesn't like wrestling. So it's just, like, why not give him more exciting, you know, mixed matchups, like you're saying, where he keeps his fan base up, keeps him in the UFC, keeps getting paid, and we keep getting fun fights out of Kevin Holland. So I think it'd be fun. I think it's a good idea. I think they should, I think you should consider it.
What is your dream striking matchup? Karate, combat, or in the UFC?
Like to watch?
Yeah, like something that, past, present.
Man, what? I was thinking about this the other day, actually, because I posted a similar thread. I probably will be pretty cliche, but it's, I really want to see that MVP versus Izzy or MVP versus Wonderboy. I just think that would just be fun. Like, if people don't know, MVP has a lot of freaking point sparring fights on YouTube, and they're so fun to watch. And, like, I think it would probably be pretty similar in MMA. You know, they probably be like, doing a little bit of point sparring, but...
Yeah, you see him dancing?
I love it.
That man just exudes confidence. Yeah. And, I'm happy that he got the win, and he's getting a lot of respect because a lot of people were, with the Lima loss, a lot of people were like, man, this guy's overrated. He's human, but I'm glad that he steps into the UFC on a big card, UFC 299 against a very formidable opponent, a hot streaking Kevin Holland. And he silences him. I thought Wonderboy may be fighting Colby. I thought that was something they were trying to build up, but they're doing Colby, Gary. So I think the Wonder Boy MVP fight is right there. I think it could really happen.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Wonder Boy was like, we're friends. I don't know if we want it, but like...
Oh, is he saying that? Come on!
But that was like a while ago. You know what I mean? I think that was before MVP even had a fight. So like, you know, maybe times pass and maybe the money is like, you know, I don't know. You know how the UFC is. It's hard to say no. So, if they offer it, he might have to take it.
Are you taking Joaquin Buckley over both Thompson and Page?
Oh, man, that's so messed up. Yeah, I probably would.
Really?
It's like...
What's his background? Have you talked with him specifically? Because, I don't Buckley. Know. Yeah, obviously, we've seen the highlight reel kick. He's obviously extremely talented, but it's like, what's it? Does he have formal taekwondo training?
He does, but I believe.
Oh, okay.
I believe he does at least. I don't quote me on that, but I mean,
he or he's just watching your videos online, and you were teaching him something on the live stream.
No, dude, I said he was doing a talent show on his Instagram, and he needs to freaking keep doing that. That was genius. I was freaking loving that. He had this one freaking kid that was probably like 15 years old. He freaking had him chug this massive water bottle, and that was just hilarious. Just so much stupid stuff was going on before I was on that. So, yeah, like I said, I was literally in my bed, and he was doing a talent show, and it was like 10 seconds, you're on live. And I was like, oh, my God. So I'm, like, moving stuff in my house real quick. I'm, like, do, like, quick stretch for, like, a second, and it's like, hey, man, what's up? And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm on live with, like, Joaquin Buckley, and there's a lot of people watching me. Like, I got to put on a show. So, like, yeah, that's just all it came down to. So, yeah, I think he has taekwondo background. He throws a lot of sidekicks, getting back to that. And I just think his power would overwhelm Wonderboy potentially. I mean, Wonderboy's been in there with some tough guys. He's fought like Woodley and was able to withstand him. But I mean, he's getting older, unfortunately, man. Wonder Man at this point. And yeah, you know, MVP, maybe MVP will be able to win that one. It would be a hard fight, I think.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, because it's like MVP.
I want to see five rounds on a fight night. Three rounds is not enough. They're in shape. Yeah. They're barely going to touch each other. Let's see if somebody can crack in the late fourth and the fifth round. Make it on a fight night. Doesn't have to be on a pay-per-view.
The thing I could see happening right now is, because Buckley does this a crap ton, is he drops down like Tyson, and he, like, you know what I mean? He squats down that stance. He throws his, like, crazy body hooks, and he hits you with them. It's hard. But I think if he fights a guy like Michael Page, who's so freaking explosive, he's going to see that. Because if I see it, Michael Page is going to see that. And he's going to give him, like, one of those flying knees like he did on Cyborg or something. Or, like, yeah. Or that fucking spinning elbow thing he was throwing, man. Like, yeah, like, I don't know, man. He could catch Buckley, I think. But Buckley does have the power advantage on each of those guys. And he's younger. I don't know. So it'd be an interesting matchup. I never thought of it now until you said that.
If you can build a perfect fighter, grappling, striking, or wrestling, jiu-jitsu, punching, kicking, cardio, heart, mind. I don't know if you can remember all that. I'm not going to remember all that.
No, I definitely won't, but I can still, I can tell you what I remember.
Go for it.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So so kicking, Edson Barbosa, for sure. He's the man. Shout out to him. And his freaking main event. I can't believe he's getting a main event, man. But Edson Barbosa for kicking, he's the man. When it comes to cardio, obviously Merab. When it comes to smarts, I would say it's probably Khabib. When it comes to grappling, I'd probably also say Khabib.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. Comes to striking. I posted on my thread the other day that I thought that Wonder Boy was the best striker of all time. I don't know if that's really true, though. You know what I mean? It's like, is that really the best guy I'd build for, like, striking? So it's like, I guess I'll go Wonder Boy just for time's sake. And then
I think the recency bias is for Pereira. Like,
it's like everyone says Pereira, but it's just like.
But it's like Wonder Boy's been in the UFC for probably a decade, if not longer. And he has that one vicious knockout loss in 2019 against Anthony Pettis. But he's fought for titles, multiple titles. And he's been a top dude who been consistent. Pereira has been like up and down, championship, knockout, championship, championship. And it's like, I don't know what the future holds. Like, people already like anointing this guy is the greatest already. It's like, yeah, he's killing it. No doubt about it. He's got that aura. He's very fun. The intro is a very fun part, like, to everything he does. It's awesome. The guy can't speak a lick of English, and it's like people just – there's something that you were saying before about, like, people gravitating towards you because you put out your genuine self. It's like Pereira barely speaks English. Diego Lopez is working on English, but the people – we can tell what's authentic and what's not.
Yeah, no, 100%. I definitely agree with you there. That's definitely a good point. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you there.
All right. Well, spinning it back to you, I wanted to ask, when you were bringing up St. Pierre and your boy who's in Muay Thai, the secret breaking news stuff. What is harder? Obviously, you would just. I feel you meshing with the right fighter, pro fighter who's knocking on the door of the UFC would just be awesome. It'd be cool to see you guys in the lab, aka the dojo. But what is harder, teaching adults the late class or teaching the youngins in the early class? Somebody adults. Who's in their 40s or somebody who's four?
The adults, for sure. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So that's the reaction you're gonna get from a lot of people, I'd say, because almost every corporate training you go to, including this one in Premier, they tell you it's the kids. I personally think it's due to the patience. I have a lot of patience just in general. You know, that's just me. So there's a lot of people that just simply can't deal with some of the stuff that kids do. I'm very understanding. I know, like, when it comes to a lot of things at my house or just in general, I had a stay-at-home mom. My mom helped me with a lot of things in my house and just in general. So I always had a helping hand when it comes to a lot of things. If I needed somebody, I always had, you know, somebody to be there. So in me being a teacher, you know, if a kid doesn't get something right, I don't expect them to the first 10, 20, 30 times. But if they're making improvements, if they're trying, I'm okay with that. That's cool. That's how they're going to grow. Adults, it's like you tell them to do a cross and they're like freaking throwing a jab and it's like, all right, come on. And it's like, did you do that? Like, are you paying attention? Are you listening? It's like, and it just gets awkward sometimes too. Like adults, sometimes there's like 16, 17 year olds where you're getting kids that are like decent at fighting, where they like you're starting to get an ego and you got to kind of like be like, all right, man, like you got to kind of work with that. You ought to also like deal with teaching the techniques, keeping it more exciting. It's a little bit harder to keep it more exciting, I guess. And you also got to be more on your toes with the adults too. If you're teaching punches, kicks, whatever, if you do it, you know, not at 100% or whatever, and they're going to catch it. The kids might not catch it, obviously, because they're kids and they look up to you. But the adults, you know, if you throw something wrong, or if you teach something wrong, they'll be like, whoa, hold on, do that again. So I definitely say, you know what I mean? That's my two cents with it. And, you know, everyone says kids, but I really just think it's the patient sense. You know, kids are going to be kids. They're, you know, they're not the smartest. And sometimes, but you need to be there for them to help them grow and, you know, succeed. The adults, you know, they've kind of been there, done that. They just kind of, you know, just got to need that extra hand, man. Hey, man, wake up. Let's do it.
You ready for the toughest question?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Are you sitting down for this?
Oh, I'm definitely sitting.
Can you buckle your seatbelt?
Oh, trust me. It's buckled. You see it?
So you're ready. All right. Here we go.
I'm definitely ready.
Again, folks, we've been joined by @RealKevinK on X.com. Obviously, you guys are watching. And on Instagram, throw up some comments, throw up some questions. If you guys really want to get on the stage, just say, hey, send me the link. I'll post it. You guys are very scared to jump on the stream when I throw out the link when we get to the question point portion of the show.
Nah, but we got to jump on. We got to get somebody on.
I know. Like, even just a troll, I'll take a fucking Ryan Garcia Jr. right now if somebody wanted to jump on. But,
you know, speaking of trolls, man, you know, even if you guys want to, like, come on here and, like, call me out for a fight, man, I had some freaking promoter. Promoter, right? I don't even know who this guy is. Some guy like DM me and he's like, hey man, you want to come out to this like this fight? And like I have like this guy that's interested in fighting you. And he had like his bio and stuff like in his
Oh, you looked into it.
Yeah, he had like 200 followers. He was probably some like random troll. And like I was watching this kid at the bag and he's probably like 16, 17. I was like, dude, I have two torn shoulders right now. I'm probably gonna get surgery. Like but at the same time, if you're his promoter, you probably see something in me that, you know, maybe he think he can beat me and maybe embarrass me in front of everybody. So it's like, I'm also not like stupid and going to take a fight from the promoter. That's also like big, but I think his name was like Cameron, like big Cameron fan or something like that. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. That would just be dumb. Take a fight like that.
On that note, you mentioned him earlier, Ben Davis, the Bane.
Yeah, man.
So respect for him because he's got a following. He puts himself out there. I think in terms of like expressing comedic value online, I don't know who does it better than Mr. Ben Davis. Like seriously, like the way he can just post things, it gets people going, good or bad, mostly good. And it's just, it's funny how he can get his voice out. But most importantly is what I'm saying, respect for him stepping into the boxing ring and put himself out there. And I believe he'll get back in there. But is that something that you thought about? You want to like take the chance because you are becoming a name in the Twitter sphere or the X.com sphere. Would you take a fight like amateur MMA? How have you had this back and forth battle? Is it like you wake up one day feeling good? Like, talk to me. Like, is this something you thought about?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely thought about it, but I'll be honest.
It's a lot of pressure.
So I'll be honest. Like I was just mentioning, I have, two torn labrums at the moment. With my two torn labrums, I've already torn them before when I was 21 years old and I got surgery on them. So I'll be 24 years old with probably like, you know, two shoulder surgeries at this time. When I was in third grade, I don't know where my left eye, I broke my eye socket in two places and my nose in four places, really young. So like,
riding a bike or something?
I'm pretty banged up is what I'm basically saying. So like, taking a fight, it would probably be like a one and done, if anything. And if I was taking a fight, I'll be honest, like I said, you know, I'm not like, I mean, I think I'm a pretty solid martial artist, but you know, I'm not looking to like go out there and fight some killer, you know. I'd want to put on a good show, you know what I mean? If I could fight some guy, you know, it's like even match with me, put on a good show for the fans, I would do it for like, you know, the right money, right promotion, why not? Ben Davis is a smart guy, you know. Before I released this interview, he actually mentioned that, you know, why he did the boxing. He's a genius. It's because he wanted to be a commentator for Misfits. So he boxed, he got in, and that was his, that's all he needed. He needed to box, and now he's a Misfits guy. So before you watch the interview, now you know.
Do you believe everybody? I heard this on the Brendan Schaub podcast. Quinton Rampage Jackson said that everybody, like going to the Israeli army, like mandated, everybody should have a mandated fight at one point in their life. What are your thoughts about that?
My coworker says that too. He believes that everyone needs like a fight.
Wait, you work
with
Rampage?
No,
amazing.
No, I wish, man.
Amazing.
My coworker says that same thing because he's been in a crap ton of fights. Because he said, you know, it kind of changed you as a person, kind of, you know, could be good for you, whatever. You know, I think if you're trained and you do it the right way, I think it's definitely worth it. You know, get yourself out there. You know, every fighter says, you know, it's like the highest of high, you know, if you go out there and you win. And I believe it, man. I've done a lot of martial arts tournaments where I competed in plenty of Taekwondo tournaments and I beat plenty of decent level Taekwondo guys, I'd say. And, you know, it feels great and the pressure is insane, but like, it's not an MMA fight. And, you know, I'm sure if I went out there in an MMA fight, and like you said, if I keep growing my fan base and I actually have fans watch me and I have like real pressure, like I have to take it serious. And yeah, like I said, the right money's out there, right promotion. I actually said that in the Ben Davis interview. I said, Ben, so I know you work for Misfits. I said, if anybody wants it for the right money, I'm down. So yeah, I guess I would in the right money.
So,
but
you,
like I said,
rather,
I am backed up.
You'd rather be on a platform, more eyeballs, more pressure than, like, literally, you could have a fight coming up this weekend and not tell anybody and just do it. Win, loss, draw, nobody would know. If you're doing it, you want to do it big? Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah. It's got to be for eyes. It's got to be for money. I wouldn't fight for free. Just like I said, I'm so banged up that it wouldn't be worth getting injured and having to pay for it for nothing. I mean, I know my skills. I think I'm a solid martial artist. If I went out there in the cage or wherever and I lost, it is what it is. But if I lost, I'd want to make sure I got like fans that saw it. It was a good show. I got paid. So if I got hurt, I get taken care of, whatever. You know what I mean? So that's my way about it. Yeah, nothing behind the scenes, at least.
Well, let's get some bodily statistics. How much do you weigh? What's your height?
Oh, man. So that's a funny one, man. I got to hide that one from the internet. So everyone's been calling me out, man. Like, I'm taking pictures with, like, Joe Pyfer and, like, Jamal Hill. I don't know if you've seen those pictures, man. They are freaking
Dudes, I just know are giant.
Oh, dude, they are towering over me. So everyone's asking me. So, like, just because everyone asked me, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just not say it. And that's going to be my one little internet joke. So, like, maybe one day down the line people will find it, but I'm going to just keep it in the secret for right now just to see how long it takes for someone to figure it out.
I would.
But wait,
I will
tell you that. But wait, I'm 124. So, yeah, that might give you an idea how small I am.
Did you say you're 124?
124, man.
Oh, my God. Dude, there's not a weight class for you. You're like
125, man, the flyweights.
No, but they would kick you out of that, right? Everybody's going to walk in there at 140.
The flyweight purge. Yeah, I'd have to win one or else I'd be cut.
Do you think you could bulk up to 35 and then cut that 8 to 10 pounds?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if I got my shoulders fixed and I hit the gym, I could probably even get 45 if I really wanted to. If I had the right trainers and everything like that. But again, I don't know. I would definitely think 35. But I probably think it would make more sense to fight at 25 if I'm walking around at 25 right now. You know what I mean? I'd probably have to, you know, put on some muscle, be 35, and then cut to 25. I think that would make more sense, but
yes,
I don't know. Yeah.
And again, thank you for the time. This is just flowing and flying. I know you had a long day at the office or on the mat. I really do appreciate it. Killing it on the digital game. Crazy Kev MMA at Real Kevin K on X.com and Instagram. All right. Say you get to fight on a Misfits undercard. You bank I don't know, 15, 25,000. What's the goal? Do you want to own a franchise? Do you want to open up your own gym? Do you want to coach fighters? Where do you see yourself in 10 to 15 years?
I definitely don't want to coach fighters. I just never been in a fight myself, so I can't coach a fighter in my opinion like that. An amateur guy, you know what I mean? That's like maybe getting ready. Maybe I could give them advice and everything like that. But like I said, I definitely recommend maybe going somewhere else if you're looking for a fight. Like I said, I'm more than willing to say that to people, you know what I mean? If someone's like, hey man, I'm looking for an MMA fight, would you be my coach? I'd be like, hey man, I can help you out as much as possible, but you might want to go to this guy, you know what I mean? Just because I've never been in there, you know what I mean? I might not be the best guy for it. But and with that being said, though, I've always wanted to have my own martial arts school. That's been my goal since I was 5 years old. That's why I do this. If you look at any like homeworks I did of like, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up from all that stuff in school? It's always been martial arts instructor, man. Like there's no year where I changed it up. It's just been my life. I mean, I've been doing this for 5 days a week, like I said, 20 years. And it's just like my routine. It's just like I don't know any better. So, I love my own school. That's my goal. So that's basically what it is. And then I started the channel to kind of just help my students grow. And I posted a video of me tying my belt and it got like 5,000 views. And I was like, what the heck? And I was like, I didn't even know that was public. And I was like, well, if it's that easy to get 5,000 views, then like, let me see if Terrence McKinney will do an interview. Cause that dude's always on Twitter. So then I like DM'd him and he was like, yeah, man, let's do it. And I was like, oh, what the heck? And I was like, I only have like 600 followers and I have like 10 subscribers on YouTube. What the heck is he doing? And I was like, okay. And then, yeah, that was it. Like, I have no media experience. I have no nothing. Like, I know a lot about fighting. I take it serious. I research the fighters and put a lot of notes into it, make sure I'm prepared. And that's it. And that's all it comes down to, I guess. But yeah, I would love that my own school. If YouTube takes off, man, that would be cooler. And maybe if I can even do both, I can like own a school and hire a good team and, you know, help the kids grow and the adults grow. That'd be really cool. On top of helping fighters grow and doing my own thing with the UFC and other big leagues, that'd be fantastic, man. But it's all just going to come down to hard work. I don't think it's going to happen overnight. It might not happen next year or next 3 years, but if I keep grinding, if I keep doing what I'm doing, I think it could work out, hopefully.
Yeah. You're modest. You got those vibes. You don't have those like thirsty, Twitter whore vibes. You seem just cool. And I feel like more of this stuff is going to attract your direction. But there is one thing: if you do become a school owner, or not if, just when, you do have to record, like you saw growing up, a Tiger Schulman's TV spot. So I'm about to play some music. I have no idea what this is going to sound like. This copyright track says night driving. You were night driving. I feel like this is perfect, but I need you to do a 30-second spot. Are you ready for it?
30-second spot on a commercial?
Yeah, you need to come up with the school name and think about it.
I already got the school name. Don't worry about that. I already got that.
So it'll be like, do-do-do-do-do-do. Hey, kids, you wanna kick ass? Oh, don't say ass. Oh, I said it twice now. If you want to.
Oh, man.
You ready? You ready for your TV spot?
Man, this is hard. All right, let's do it.
Hold on. No, this is like, hey, you guys want to smoke weed? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. This is going real tough now.
Okay, here we go.
What's up, guys? This is Crazy Kevin here, and this is live from Apex Martial Arts, the best martial arts school worldwide. We teach kickboxing, taekwondo, self-defense, and we work hard every single day. If you want to become a better athlete, train with me, Crazy Kevin, MMA, Apex Martial Arts. See you on the mats.
You hear that? You hear that?
That's the UFC. That's all on the fly.
That's the UFC suing you for the name.
Oh, dude, I know. I know. Don't even get me started on that. I freaking had this name since middle school. I have it written down. Freaking FaZe Apex. He's a YouTuber. I don't know if you know him, but I used to watch trick shotting back in the days, man. And he's short like me. So FaZe Apex, man, I love that name. I used to think it was so cool. And freaking Randy Orton, too. Shout out to him. And I just thought Randy Orton Snake was cool. And then I thought Apex sounded cool from FaZe Apex. So then I mixed them together and I'm like, that's it. That's my logo. That's my school. I've had it for years. Then the freaking Apex came out, like you said. And I'm like, no. No, that's like out of all the names you could have said. Why that one?
So in 2020, some people were upset about this little thing called the pandemic. You were upset because the UFC's Apex was getting a lot of attention.
Stole my name. Yeah, I need to talk to Dana about that, man. Like, hey, man, if I open my own school, like, you know, I'll give you a little bit of money. I know you don't need it, but, like, I'll give you a little bit of money and, you know. I have Apex Martial Arts.
somebody's like, gee, oh my God, Kevin, did you hear what happened to Johnny? Yeah. And you're like, did you hear what happened with the UFC Apex? They took my freaking name.
Speaking of that, on the front of my car, I actually have a license plate on it. It says Apex Martial Arts as well, too. So I'm like, really? Dana White sees my car. Yeah, I'm really styling out with that.
You never know, man. I would not be surprised if all of a sudden your Apex Martial Arts school, all of a sudden they do like you guys do seminars at the UFC Apex. You fly your best students to Vegas for karate combat tournaments. Who knows, man? Who knows? The world is your oyster. We are living in it at Real Kevin K. Is there any shout outs? Anything you want to, a little pub you want to give? Before we wrap this up and you get some calories on, I'm sure you burnt already 10,000 calories.
Man, I just want to say, man, I'm sorry if I was rambling too much, but I appreciate you, man, coming or taking the time out of your day to, you know, reach out to me and get me on for your show. It means a lot, you know. This is the first time this ever happened to me. You know, I'm just a regular guy. I was just coming home from work, and it's cool to kind of, you know, take my drive home to spend it with you and anybody that's watching. So I appreciate it, and, you know, as cliche as it always sounds, I definitely appreciate and respect all you guys that like and comment on my stuff. I mean, Brian Battle said it today. I just did an interview with him.
I forgot to ask, man.
No, it's all good, man. Literally, because of you guys, like, he was retweeted. He literally said that, like, there's a bunch of these, like, small accounts that, like, they'll post on, like, my thing and ask me to get on the show, but, like, for some reason, like, you did it, and, like, it got a lot of likes and retweets, so it was, like, I felt like I just had to do it. So it was like, again, like I said, I'm just a normal guy. I don't have any ins with Brian Battle. It's all because of you guys. So whatever I'm doing, I guess I'll keep doing it. So thank you guys. And yeah, I guess anybody that's like, or, you know, helpful in the community, you know, keep doing your thing. Anybody that wants to grow, just be nice, be genuine. Don't be rude to the fighters. You know, even though I bet a lot of time on fighters and they lost me money. Shout out Gabe Green. I interviewed him yesterday and he lost me a lot of money. You know, I'm not an a-hole to him as much as I want to be, as much as I was probably saying a lot of mean things about him behind the scenes. I gave him the respect. I've wrote a lot of notes on him. You know, if that's what you want to do, if you want to be successful with this guff, you can't be a scumbag and burning bridges. You know, be yourself, you know, and be humble. And, you know, that's all it comes down to, man. And anybody that follows me, please DM me. I'm always here to talk about whatever. If you want to get better at martial arts, send me a video, man. Even if you're brand new, hey, I've never done a jab before. Can you help me with a jab? Yeah, whatever. I'll show you. You know, I mean, I'd be more than happy to help you. And, you know, thank you again, man. It means more than enough. And again, sorry for rambling. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you again.
Yeah, as long as you don't ramble in your TV commercial, which you didn't.
Yeah, dude, that was incredible. I was surprised I came up with that.
That was incredible on the fly. Seriously, I'm going to clip that. And
I hope you can clip that and send me that. I got to show my parents or something.
Yes, Apex Martial Arts.
Yeah, freaking Dana White, man. Come on. I've always wanted to be like, it's weird because, you know, everyone kind of hates on Nina, but like, I think she's kind of cool, like Nina Drama, for like, she's kind of chill for like, she kind of does her own thing and she kind of like gets like open with the fighters. And that was kind of always like my goal. Like, I think because I'm a martial artist, maybe these guys will open up with me more. Like, maybe I can kind of talk with them about like more cool stuff, not just like, you know, how are you gonna beat this guy and like, you know, same old questions, you know. I think that's just really all
you walk
down
around
to,
that man. How is camp? How do you that's see this fight going?
Dude, speaking of Ben Davis, man, another shout out to him, because it was really cool when I was researching for my interview with Tim. He and I started the same way. He's a freaking casual, by the way. He freaking started watching fights when John Jones and DC2 happened, so like he's brand new to the sport. So the fact that he's pretty brand new and pretty big in this, it just shows you that anybody can do this if you work hard. So he started the same way. He was just DMing athletes and, you know, growing and growing. And then he got the Misfits fight and then he got into commentating. And now he's doing all kinds of crap, man. He's doing like sumo wrestling, bowling, like you name it. Like he's kind of on it now. So, yeah, it's all it comes down to. If you just work hard, man, it's all it comes down to.
That's why I hope folks don't overlook the work ethic, because yes, Ben is talented on the mic. There are a lot of talented people out there, but they do not have the work ethic to match. So he's killing the game. Crazy Kev MMA, Apex Martial Arts, inshallah, let's go, is killing the game. Yeah, let's restart this. Is there a shout out you would like to give?
Nah, man. I mean, my shout out is just, you know, shout out my pages, man. You know, if you want to just go Real Kevin K on Instagram and X, and Crazy Kev MMA on TikTok and YouTube. I'll try to be as active as possible on everything. And yeah, man, thank you so much for everything, guys. And thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you guys later.
No problem, Kev. See yourself out the exit. I really appreciate the time. Thank you, my brother. You're more than welcome to hang on for the last 25 seconds. But folks, this was an excellent live stream. I expected it to just be 25 to 30 minutes. We were free flowing for 50 minutes, talking about Kevin's career, talking about hot topics in the world of MMA. Shout outs to Kevin. Shout outs to Joaquin Buckley, who is a co-main event May 11th in his hometown, St. Louis. Nazrettin Razibilov. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. But I love you guys. Thank you for jumping on the stream. And of course, thank you for @RealKevinK for making it happen. Peace.